Grapes from the Napa area of California make some of the world's most famous wines. But what happens when nearby fires create smoke that destroys the taste of the grapes? Nicholas Quill is a winemaker, and he did not want to find out. He remembered that when fires came near in 2017, his wine had smoky flavors that most people did not like. So last year, he hurried to pick all of the Merlot and Malbec grapes he was growing nearby. But he was too late, and his grapes, once again, had a strange, smoky flavor. The smoke can change the chemistry of the grapes and change their taste. Quill is the winemaker who runs Crimson Wine Group. Instead of throwing away the wine, he worked with Hangar One Vodka to make a new alcohol from the smoky wine. He sent the vodka maker some bottles of wine, and they made a new product called Smoke Point Vodka. Emily Webster works for Hangar One. She called the vodka gorgeous. Some money from selling the vodka will go to the California Fire Foundation. Michael Kudra is a bartender in San Francisco. The Reuters news agency asked him to taste the new vodka. He said it was smooth, and the drink reminded him of how the air smells when someone far away is cooking with fire. Quill said his winemaking business lost money because of the bad-tasting grapes, but he is happy to know that he can make vodka again in the future if the smoke comes too close. Scientists say the chance of fire in Northern California is growing because of long periods without rain and extreme heat resulting from climate change. Quill said if the fires happen more often, the vodka option needs to be on the table. I'm Dan Friedel.